Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Two on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. .  or 800-771-1025. Another chance for you to win with the Bone Bonus. Coming up at 10 o'clock, right when we get out of here. 8, 10, noon, 2, and 5. We'll give you the Bone Bonus keyword. You put it in on the app, and you could become a winner. I want to tell you about my friends at Team Borum. Jeff Borum and his team at eXp Realty. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, let me tell you, there's two things. If you're looking to sell your home, you want to get the most money for it. If you're looking to buy a home, you don't want to pay the most money for it. And you got one guy on his team that can do both of those things for you. Selling a home, what a pain in the ass that is. If you wanted to sell your home and you wanted to get the most money for it and you really didn't want to have anything to do with the process, that's when you call a guy like Jeff and you let Jeff and his team at teamborum.com take care of it for you. They sell it. They put it out there. They do the advertising for it. They get it in front of the most people's eyes. Then the price goes up. Hopefully there's a bidding war over it, and boom, you sell your house for a tremendous amount of money. You make money on your house, and whether or not you put that in the savings or your next house, Jeff can take care of all of that for you. If you got a situation where you need to sell your house because you're moving and you're freaking out because you got time constraints, they do that all the time. Let them take all the hassle and stress out of it for you. And if you're looking to find the home of your dreams, Jeff has some listed right there on his website at teamborum.com. And because he is one of the best real estate agents in all of Tampa Bay, he gets prices on houses and all that before they even go out to the public. So if you want to buy a home and you're looking to get on it before anybody else, teamborum.com, hit him up today and tell him you heard about it on the Mike Calta Show. Good guy, Jeff Borum. And I hope I never need him because I don't want to move anymore. I don't want to do anything. I just want to stay here and rot away here.
And live happily.
Just live. I'll be happy just
living. Clearwater, I'm excited for you to watch more storms roll in. It's been awesome from the pier.
Yeah. You still doing that? The hammock and all that?
Yeah. I was just there last night, yeah.
By yourself?
Yeah, for a little bit. I was with somebody also for a little bit. I was with a girl.
Who is this?
Name's Carmen. She's nice.
Carmen.
What does Chad tell us about this?
Yeah, Chad is not involved. Not that Carmen. No.
Yeah, and it's nice. All three of you cannot fit in the hammock.
No, we will not. Oh, it's only a two person.
Where do you meet a Carmen?
I met her on Hinge, the dating app Hinge.
Really? You're already on the dating apps?
Yeah. Dizzy was encouraged me very much to get back out there. So I was like, all right, you know, I'll do it.
Was there anything happening on the cruise with anybody?
No, not with me.
With who?
Not with me. With Dizzy. Dizzy ended up hooking up with somebody.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Anybody remember what he said? No.
Yeah, he talked about it. Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
Whenever he was at the studio, we talked about it when Carmen was out because you asked whether it was a listener or whether it was somebody else, and he said, no, somebody else.
Yeah, I don't believe him. I don't believe a lot of things.
I believe he said, I got a notch on my belt.
Yeah.
She lives in the greater Niagara Falls area.
Yeah, right?
She got drunk and worried she made love to a baby.
He was a baby.
So you get on, you swipe right on her? How does this work?
Oh, so Hinge is way better than Tinder in the sense that...
I wouldn't know either one. Yeah.
So it's kind of like it gives you like a Facebook profile almost, where it has pictures, but then like it forces you to write stuff about yourself.
Oof. What do you write? Something about beads and spirituality?
Spirituality
stuff. I am reborn into a new life of peace and happiness.
Not that.
Find me in the hammock.
Yeah, I did say find me in the hammock because a lot of people like sunset. So I was like, oh yeah, all right, I like sunsets too.
They're free too.
Yeah, they're free. They're very free. Yeah. So you can comment, like if you comment on their pictures, they won't really respond. But when you comment on whatever their prompts are, like a real popular one that I think is hilarious is like, if you could be any animal, what would you be and why? And that just makes me giggle to think that people put that in their profile.
Somebody put that in there, or that's one of their questions?
Yeah, like tons of girls will have like icebreakers, and that's one of the icebreakers.
What is the animal you look for?
I would write down if they're like, if you could be an animal, what animal would you be? I'd be like, I'll be a grizzly bear so I can hold you down.
That is not... Dude. Okay.
Right?
I don't think that'll get a lot of matches, but
Do you get the right ones, though?
That's true.
Ones.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's interesting because it's like I said, it's better than just swiping right or left because you don't really know the person at all. And there are a lot of bots on Tinder.
Where, there are.
Yeah. And a lot of OnlyFans girls that just want you to subscribe to their OnlyFans.
Oh, that's weird.
Which, yeah, is interesting. Yeah, I met another girl. She's a program director, but she wouldn't say where at. And I was like, oh, that's interesting.
A radio program director?
I believe so, yeah. So I was like, well, that's interesting, but she hasn't replied yet. So I was like, all right. So
wait a minute. You reached out to her? Let me see her picture.
So you can...
Is she local?
No, I think she's in Orlando.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So, but we unmatched because she didn't respond. And I was like, all right, well, if you're interested, respond.
She's a real woman.
And can we see the one that you were on the pier with the sunsets or not?
I don't have any pictures of her.
I don't believe
us together.
Do you have a picture of her? She has a social media presence or
no? No, she does not.
Oh, that's
pretty good. What about her Hinge profile?
Yeah, she has a picture on there.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to share it.
Why?
I'll show you, but I want it to be. Yeah, I could show you.
Right, yeah, no, I'm not saying right. Share it. I'm saying show us.
I'll show you guys. Yeah, no, I'm not going to
send it
to
out, the group,
but I'll definitely show you on the phone. Yeah. Well,
did she know like what you do or who you are?
Yep.
Did she ever heard of the show?
No.
Did she ask about the beads?
Yeah, she's spiritual as well, so it didn't have to.
Jesus Christ, I hate her already.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. She's very sweet, very sweet, very, very nice.
Let me see the picture.
You want to see it right now?
Yeah. How many times are you going to say it?
I mean, how old is she?
She's my age. But she's actually younger than me.
Oh, hot. She's 19.
Jesus, dude.
Oh, sorry.
You say that like you wouldn't date a 19-year-old.
You guys just sound so creepy when he says this all like that.
Gia, ripe.
Yeah.
I've never said ripe.
You have.
Listen, things are being weird for me because like that we talked about that OnlyFans girl earlier that was doing like 100 guys.
Yeah.
Right away, the first thing that went in my mind was that's somebody's daughter.
Yeah.
I can't. That's
somebody's daughter who's going to get a nice Christmas present this year.
No.
There's all the guys you bang.
You say ripe like Palpatine says rise.
No. Ripe. I would, if that was my daughter, I'd kill myself.
Oh, Jesus.
How long is it going to take to see this picture?
I'm sending it to the group.
Oh, you said you wouldn't, so I wasn't expecting
it. I mean, you guys were all yelling.
Should we play Hot or Not?
Yeah.
Nah, don't be disrespectful.
Oh, it's not very spiritual, Gia. Yeah, come on.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure.
Okay. Can we do it with, you know,
okay.
I'm not going to say you're actually married.
Mm-hmm. I see you, Spanish.
Mike said no.
Just cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And her name's Carmen.
Yes.
How does she spell? How does she spell her name?
So with an E. And I was telling her about you, Carmen, and she thought it was very awesome that you spelled it with an I.
Thank you.
What's awesome about that?
Because it's different.
Yeah.
It's unique.
Nah, it's not awesome.
It's not awesome.
Man, you guys are like real. Down.
They're haters, man.
Do you guys ever find joy
in anything?
In Carmen Jesus using Christ. An I in her name, what joy would that bring me?
What does it matter it's what awesome. It brings you? It brings me joy.
I work with a girl named Carmen. She spells it Carmin. Yeah. Oh my God, that's so awesome.
You're not spiritual, so you don't get it.
I mean, it's not even that. It's like we just met and hung out. It's just, we're just casual conversation.
Have you made sweet love to each other?
No.
Taking it slow?
Yes. Very slow.
How many times have you hung out?
Twice.
Second base?
No.
Jesus.
That means third base.
That was such a genuine ask. No bases.
Have you walked out of the bathroom naked yet? That's my move. Second date.
No.
I just heard genuine ass. Is that what you said?
Well, I did. No, she does have
what
a
does
nice
she do for a living?
Body. She works for the government.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Maybe.
That's not good.
Maybe she's after you.
Maybe.
Does she have the same dumb tattoo that you have on your ear?
No.
What is that thing on her wrist?
I have no idea. What do you see?
It looks like a stupid upside down feather.
No. She doesn't have any feathers.
Have you broken the news to her yet about Joe?
What news is this?
About your living situation?
Kind of like my son's going to have to tell about Ralphie the turtle. He comes with me.
Like I take care of an old man?
Yeah. You have to explain Joe.
You can't just, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to explain me.
Like, listen.
Just enjoy me.
You can't explain you.
Like on the third date, I would think that's the time when you sit down and say, listen, before we go further, I have to tell you something.
Before I bring you home.
And then you explain Joe.
Do you like Dungeons and Dragons?
What are your feelings on wizards?
Wizards.
Yeah.
Men without cars.
She's older than you.
No, she's younger than me.
She not in a bad way, but she looks like more mature. She looks older.
She's very mature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she works for the government.
Yeah.
She's got a nose ring, a
yep.
couple of tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I count at least 3 tattoos.
Yeah, she's got more.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. She tatted
up. Definitely got the second base.
Do you think she'll listen to the show?
No.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Not our demographic.
Yeah. I don't blame her. I don't need her falling in love with my voice.
Yeah, it's very hard not to do, Michael.
Right.
It's
and then beautiful. I got to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
You think that she knows you work on this show and she's not going to tune in?
Yes.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
You think she's not listening
I
right
mean,
now?
You want yes. insight. You want to answer questions yeah. and do all that stuff. Listen to a show. You get to know the person's personality and everything. Yeah.
Mm. All right.
But not everyone has the time to listen to us from... Yeah. 6
and
to 10.
Not everybody likes talk radio.
Whoa. Easy, buddy.
Here's a couple things. One, I know that not everybody has the time to listen to us from 6 to 10. Also, I know that not everybody likes talk radio. But what I'm saying is the majority of people, if they were going on a couple dates with somebody who was on a radio show, they would definitely tune in and go,
sure,
let me see what this person's all about. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that just makes sense. Sure, just curiosity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kills cats.
It does. Right.
Yeah.
It does kill cats.
That's not very spiritual.
Dude, you can't lead me down that path. Then
I feel like
have me killing cats.
I feel like you told her about the show and she just went, ugh.
No. She didn't go, no, she's not that type of person.
I feel like she's going to start asking you questions about the people on the show.
No.
Who's the guy? Who's the one that does the news?
No, she's. She does not.
Is he
Maybe
tall?
She will.
He sounds tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other guy. Is that your boss?
He's your favorite boss.
Which one do you live with?
The old wizard.
I'm telling you, man, don't go past a third date without explaining, Joe.
All right. Yeah, I will 100%. I'll let her know. Yeah.
It's a little
creepy.
Know.
You
gotta,
he's creepy?
You got to let somebody know. You can't just spring that on her.
It's true. Like,
we're not getting married, man.
But still, after the third date, she's like, every time I come over, that guy is always at your house. You hang out there a lot?
She's not been to the house. She will not be to the house for a while.
She will not be.
Yeah, not for a while.
Why? Okay,
slow.
Why? Slow ride.
Yeah,
slow
and easy.
How slow?
Slow. Hell yeah, Carmen. I mean, it hasn't come up. So it's not something I'm pushing. We have a very nice time with each other.
Can you tell me what your last time together was like?
Sunday. We spent 8 hours together.
How does it start?
We met and
where?
At a place called Tequila Daisy, I believe is the name of the bar.
Where is that?
Right across the street from the Sundial parking garage.
Okay.
And we hung out there for a while. Then we walked
Do you indeed have tequila?
Yeah, we did. They have some very nice cocktails there. Okay. Some tequila cocktails.
Beads.
Yeah.
So you went to...
Beads, yeah.
Beads, all right.
Beads. I've let her have it. You know what I mean? Yeah, come and die. I don't like when you say it like that.
You went to tequila and beads.
Yeah, tequila and beads. We had some drinks there. We went down to the pier, walked the pier, had some drinks on the pier, went and had dinner. And
you were already ate again?
I didn't eat. What do you mean?
You're at the tequilaria.
No
and then
food.
You go, okay.
No, yeah, no food. Just drinks, hang
and you
out.
You walk
talk.
Down the pier.
Right, right.
What are you talking about?
Everything, really?
Like what? Like politics?
No politics.
Spiritual
but
stuff.
But just like, no, just life stuff. You know, like what she's got going on, what I got going on.
What does she have going on?
She's got
we don't know who she is.
Yeah, she's just her job and her family stuff.
Okay,
and like she
got family drama?
Yeah, no
red
family
flag,
drama.
Red flag.
No family drama. She was I think going to a baby shower and she met me after.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So talk
about
babies.
The baby shower.
Yeah, she's telling about
I
baby
want
shower.
Babies one day.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I do want babies one day.
Here it comes.
Yeah. I mean, well, so that's part of the hinge is like it you have to answer all that stuff. So you know going in who wants kids, who doesn't want kids, if they're looking for something long term, if they want something short term.
I want to get on just to see what it would be
it's
like.
It's pretty interesting because there are a lot of people that in their profile, they'll be like, I'm bisexual. I'm more interested in women than men, but I'm trying out men. Or
I'd like to be an experiment.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's what you put on your profile?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Oh, you got to cast a wide net.
I mostly, yeah.
We'll still like you.
Yeah, I would tell you. I wouldn't be afraid to tell you.
I think those beads are one step towards it.
No.
Yeah,
no,
and the rings and the bracelets.
Yeah.
I don't know why you guys would equate that to being gay, but no,
not
it's
gay.
Not.
No. That's
experimental.
Curious.
I mean, no, I'm not.
I don't think you're gay, but I think you'd be willing to do some stuff.
Nah. Not my thing.
First you put beads around your neck, then you put stuff on your neck.
That is disgusting.
A jump.
That is disgusting.
Well, all right. Well, and then you go to the pier, and then right. What? Then what happens?
We went to the pier. We walked around the pier. We watched the sunset. Obviously,
I can just picture you two walking down the pier, just having
your hands.
We did.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah. First time, first date.
Yeah. I'm very charming. The beads and all, man.
So when she asks you, so what do you do for a living? Do you like say I work with four a-holes?
Why would I say that? Yeah. Okay. Why would I say that at all?
I'm just wondering how that. I wonder how that conversation goes.
Yeah. She said, "I work at four ales. One spells it with an I N."
No, man, I speak very highly of you guys.
Yeah, why would I? Did she ask, are they all little like you?
No. That's not a thing to anybody but you guys. No.
Why would you say that? Because whenever anybody asks that to me, what's going on in Spanish? I roll my eyes and go, I don't know.
Beads. Yeah,
that's exactly what I go, I don't know. He's got beads.
I actually go, who cares?
I get it.
What if she is listening now?
I doubt it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like you told her we worked at a different radio station.
No. Very honest.
He said all bad things about us.
Gotta be honest. Well, again, why would I say bad things about the people that I work with very closely on a daily basis?
Yeah, I get the vibe.
Of course you do. Yeah, Carmen.
So what's the next step?
Would you like just keep casually?
Now, when you go to a hammock, you lay in one hammock or two?
Oh, one hammock.
You guys put the hammock up.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
You put the hammock up, and then the two of you get in it and watch the sunset?
Yeah. Yeah, but
she
didn't
give you HJ.
No. But we didn't set up the hammock. We just watched the sunset from the pier.
No HJs.
No HJs. None. Over.
So when you're in the hammock, do you make out?
We haven't made out yet.
At all?
No. Yeah.
Just hand holding.
Oh, yeah. Taking it slow.
Is Dizzy on Hinge too? Is that how you got?
I don't think so. I think he got banned from
Dizzy's
Hinge.
Dizzy's on Unhinged.
Wait. Yeah. What did he do?
I heard that he matched with her too.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
When are they going out?
They are not going out.
Did they go out?
I don't know. I didn't ask him, but he told me that yesterday.
I don't know how I heard that. I just heard that.
Yeah, I wonder how.
I just heard that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yo, you're such a drag, man.
What did I do?
Yeah.
So did he match with her too, but he passed on her?
Mm-hmm.
Matchy.
Yeah.
He passed on her because he didn't like her?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
I feel like you do know. I feel like you just talked about it.
No.
By the way, Dizzy's the biggest Esther on the face of the planet.
What, is she texting you? I passed on her?
Of course not.
Yeah, of course not.
Wow. What, does this hurt your relationship?
No.
To know that she matched with Dizzy?
How does that hurt? Dizzy's a great guy. I'm sorry, you don't think so. But.
Just saying, I wouldn't necessarily be the... We wouldn't match on the same...
Maybe.
Similar on paper, too. You and Dizzy. Yeah. Both working Amanda, radio. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what Hinge is?
Little.
Why? Oh, why?
Of course she does.
Wow, yeah.
Get on Spanish's microphone. Real quick. Hinge is a dating website.
She knows.
You know about this?
I've heard of it before.
From who? Your friends?
No, just like from being alive and seeing things on the internet.
Why didn't I hear about
it? Did you match with Spanish too?
No.
You're trying to say you haven't heard of Hinge before today?
No, not as a dating thing. I don't think I have.
You're out of your mind.
Maybe I have and I don't remember, but I don't remember.
Yeah. There's no way that I've heard of it and you haven't heard of it.
Right. Maybe I have. Aren't you ever curious to get on and just see what's out there?
Oh, man. Is this the start of an open relationship?
No. Listen to me. I don't have one strand of that in me whatsoever.
You have one strand. You don't have the other strand.
Yeah. I got this strand. That strand, everybody dies.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. You've been with me since you were young and a kid. When you be like, well, I wonder what else would have been out there.
Why are you giving her ideas?
Well, I'm just thinking it.
But it's not like.
I'm not saying you feel like you should go get something else. I hope not.
No, but you're acting like I was like Amish and you took me and I never saw the world or
knew anything. You only saw three peepees before mine.
That's more than enough.
I agree. I agree, and that's why I married you. You have a 4 PP limit.
Stop.
Yeah. Well, you stop.
How many have you seen after?
No. No. Come on.
In a row?
On Monday.
All right, get out of here. I'm sick of thinking about you swinging with other people. Okay. You ruined it for me.
So no Hinge profile, I guess. for you?
I don't really want to make one. I just want to look. I don't want to. I don't want to see. Like, I want to see what's out there. And I like.
Yeah,
I remember
but you
the first,
also want to see who would match with you.
I kind of know. I kind of know. You know what I mean? What?
You may get one where you're like, really? This is what's waiting out there for me?
I should never see that. I should never see that. I don't want to know at all. I don't want to be depressed. And I want, in the first fight we have, I'm be like, you know who I match with?
Yeah.
Oh, Becky doesn't think I'm a jerk.
Becky with an eye.
Oh man. Right. I'd imagine it would be fun. Try to go back to the other girl?
Which other one?
You remember saying her name?
No, she doesn't. Why? She doesn't want to be, so
show
let
rolls
her go.
On.
Yeah, let her go.
She's a manly thing to say.
Happier without me. Yeah, I mean, that's life.
I don't like you, but I wouldn't be I wouldn't be happier without you.
I appreciate you saying that. Oh, yeah. And I don't know, you know, she's doing her own thing, so.
Time heals all wounds, Spanish.
Yeah, yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Time heals all wounds.
She's also very sweet. I have nothing bad to say about either of them. She's very nice.
Who do you like better?
Of
this one now, Carmen, or the last one?
The last one still.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah,
right in the heartstring.
I'm upset I was upset that I screwed all that up, but you know, can't change the past.
No, but you've been wearing the beads for like 2 months now. You're changed. You're a changed man.
Yeah, but she doesn't have any interest, so I'm not going to chase.
What if she was like, I totally would have given you another chance, and then you put those stupid beads on. And I was like, nah, I have made the right move.
You would, seriously. What if she called you tomorrow and was like, hey, I heard on the radio today. I totally would get back with you, but I can't do the bead thing.
I doubt that, but I would be like, that's fine. We're good.
You would leave her out for the beads.
Yeah, I mean, like just not wearing them because it's just not like I meditate with them. So, I mean.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I get it. Spanish.
How long do you think this is going to last?
The beads?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I think the beads are here to stay.
I hope they're
beads
not.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm going to grab the tail and just choke them to death one day.
Maybe.
No, never. I would never do that. I would ask somebody else to do it.
I figured.
Yeah. Joke. Yeah.
He's beat
Joe
guy.
Can't do it.
No.
Joe can do it.
I would attempt it, though.
Yeah.
You guys probably not be effective.
Joe has the strength of 12 homeless men.
You got to tell the new girl about Joe. You got to.
Would you give it a rest?
Don't just spring that on somebody. You know what I mean?
Hmm. Yeah. It's like if you lived with your parents, you'd want to tell her up front.
Right. Like, listen. Well, she knows I live with a roommate.
She doesn't know about the roommate.
Yeah, though. Any roommate.
Yeah, she knows about that.
What if he starts calling her like girlfriend number four?
He starts calling
like,
her.
Like, what if he goes, oh, girlfriend number four is here, Anthony? Like he does old man stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go again.
I got to drive him around.
Can you come over, Anthony? I can. I got to drive my roommate somewhere to his doctor's appointment.
Luckily for me, she displays a lot of compassion and empathy for others, so I doubt it'll be an issue.
I wouldn't match with her at all.
Yeah.
I went to the doctor's appointment yesterday, and being in that waiting room, it made me feel good and bad at the same time. It's like all old people and they were yelling and then nobody talks. Are you cold?
Yeah.
It's cold in here. I'm sitting 2 feet away from them with no sleeves on and I'm like, I'm fine. I don't know why they keep it so cold in here. It's cold in here.
Where do you buy these chairs? They're so small.
And then they talk to each other about things. Did you pay the electric? Yes, I paid the electric. Well, I didn't know, so I paid it too. I had to hear about their double payment of their electric bill. And they're old people, so you can't get mad at them. But after a while, I did just do this. I just looked at them like, come on. Enough's enough already. Here we go.
My wife loves whenever I give her looks. She goes, you're so dramatic. And I go, why am I so dramatic? There, a guy is walking and just stops. And starts looking around and stuff, and I go, "Yeah, perfect spot. Why not?
Just leave it anywhere,
anywhere you like."
And then just walk around, and I go, and I say, "She goes, yeah, but you're so." I go, "But like, how long have you been on Earth?"
He's right. I totally got that from him. If I walk through the mall and somebody just stops in the middle to talk to somebody else, I go, "No, you guys stand right here. It's good. Perfect spot. Gio, pick a line. We don't have time to play a game. I got too long winded.
Line six.
Good morning. Who's this?
Steve.
Hi, Steve. You're the default winner. We got long-winded on Spanish's love affair, and we did not get to play a game, but we're still going to give you a prize, okay?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, Steve. Hell yeah. What are you doing today, Steve?
I'm just chilling at home.
Yep. Get on Hinge. Might help you out there. Hold on, okay? Rest of you people lost, so you can hang up. Thank you. I must clear the phone lines because Astadam is going to make his way in the studio here after the top of the hour. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. If you want to get on the phone lines, Astadam will join us next. You got a question for him. You'll be able to ask him. I feel like I shouldn't have to say this, but I'm going to say this. I was looking online yesterday, and some woman said that she was going to go on the cruise last year, but she didn't go because she, I mean, this is dumb on her part. She heard you had to be vaccinated to go on. And I went 100% untrue, but why would you let that, like, why wouldn't you just make a phone call and ask? You heard it, so you didn't go on the cruise? You do not need to be vaccinated to go on the cruise, and Calta Cruise 18 has already been announced. It's already got over 130 people going, and it's going to be insane. We haven't even announced a guest yet, and it's already got 130 people going. So if you want to go, go to theboneonline.com. You can get the info there, or caltacruise@gmail.com. Astadam in the studio next. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal